All right, Hardog, good day in Pulp Fantasy for you. I crushed it, and then I expected to win our janky Privateer League, and then I look, and you beat me.
I mean, it's just what we do. I don't know what the gap is for me to second in the Privateer League, but it's pretty big.
That would be me.
Yeah. I mean, second best Privateer, Steve Mathis.
Right. You are going for the cash in Industry Idiots?
I mean, I'm close. I think I'm top 10 again. I lost it last week. I know Chiz on me in the overall. I don't know if I...
Today?
No, last week. I don't know if I got him back. I can't load anything. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just looking at your score. Pretty good. You fell in the second moto. Bummer. You would have had probably like an 11-11 day, 11-12 day. Crashed late in the second moto.
Yeah. The first off camber after the triple where Hardy crashed. Yep. Just going around the corner. I felt my boot click my bike in neutral, and there wasn't a whole lot I could do about that. Yeah. Got up. Was really struggling to get the bike up. I think we were like close to halfway, you know, that point in the moto where you really start to get tired. Bike was all twisted up. I went over the big gulp or whatever, like trying to bang my bar straight.
Yeah,
because it was the mounts, not the wheel.
Yeah.
So got it a little bit better, and then just try to get as many guys as I could. But I don't know who it is, that 106 on the Cowie or 109. What's his name?
Rubini.
Yeah, he was going just fast enough that I couldn't get him, and I was really frustrated.
Hard track to pass on, too. This isn't a very start-dependent track. You don't want to fall in this one.
Yeah, I feel like there's a couple spots they left, and then a couple spots they did quite a bit of prep on. And as well as hard to pass, it's kind of hard to, like, create big separation unless you were, like, considerably better.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the top 5, 6, so it's, I mean, even Masterful in that first moto was flying in 8th or whatever. But... you know, unless you had, like, a lot more speed on a guy, it was hard to make any progress to catch him. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I was really looking forward to Canadian Dylan Wright having a hell of a day. And he was all over you and probably going to get you and then probably going to drop you. And we were going to have a great day for Canada. And then, he couldn't get by you, and then he threw a chain. So, yeah, I kind of blame you.
I mean, he was trying to get me, but I wasn't letting it happen. I mean, it was to the death.
You let Sexton by?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to hold him up. He's going like...
right by.
Wright's not going 8 seconds a lot faster than me. Like, he got me. I got him back, and then he tried to get me again, and it was like... when he was in... with the little bit he was in front of me, like, he wasn't going so much faster that he was going to leave me. Like Sexton, he got in front of me, and he was gone, so...
I think you kicked the rock up, caught in his chain, then it threw his chain and broke his cases, and then he didn't ride second moto.
I don't know. There was a rock out there that hit my boot and bruised my shin.
Really?
Like, through the boot and my knee pad.
Really?
So,
yeah, the
rocks out there were pretty big.
This might be a dumb question. If it is, I'll cut it out. There's no way you ran a paddle at all at either moto, right?
First moto.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, you know, it's really hard to pass out here.
Yeah.
And if I'm getting a good start, I can hold guys back. Right. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Besides Phil, Ty, and Chase, like, nobody was able to get around me even if they had more speed, so... like, it kind of worked out, even though I don't know if the paddle really gave me a better start. Because
yep.
I just kind of followed everyone around the inside.
Yep.
But, you know, that was my thought process behind it. And then second moto, took the paddle off, and it was definitely better on the track.
Yep.
But my start wasn't quite as good, even though I was kind of in the same spot. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Last thing, bummer deal about your garage. We saw it on social media. We saw it on RacerX and everything else. That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It's 110 degrees every day in Texas. You know, there's a lot of fires going on around the world right now. So, you know, as bad as it could have been, you know, the house is okay. Just some dirt bikes and some stuff. Expensive stuff at the end of the day. But, you know, everyone's safe. Got a place to live. So.
Do we have insurance on some of that?
Not the motorcycles or the parts, but everything else in there.
All right.
So, the expensive stuff, no.
You got all this SMX coming, so you can all rebuild.
Yeah. And, you know, some good fans out there.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, Harlan.
Yep.